Welcome to Blended, a podcast by me, Living Whole with Sarah Davis, your board-certified holistic health practitioner and creator. This is where I combine my ideas of essentialism, health and wellness, and creatives into an integrative, insightful whole. My whole life is your whole guide to health. Welcome back to Blended, a podcast with me, Sarah Davis. You guys heard the intro. It's hard for me not to automatically start with a "Hey guys," but I am in office and I've turned my desk around to record this podcast to face the window, and it is absolutely beautiful outside. We have four or five hummingbirds that just keep buzzing around our feeder. I see all the green in all of our recent planting, and it's such a nice spot to sit and talk about this topic that I'm about to talk about. If you saw by the title of this podcast, should I keep my office or should I not? And we're talking about my office that is located in downtown Fort Smith. I opened up late November, grand opening was December 1st, and it has been a very beautiful, cozy space that has allowed me to work, utilize fiber internet, which has been a huge perk because I do live very rural. It's allowed me to just have a small space to host, meet clients, and to have small events. But should I keep it? Should I not? And there's a lot of pros to this space, one being the primary reason why I got it, and that was for internet. We live so rural, so with that comes the wonderful world of satellite internet. And I'm talking like HughesNet. I cannot upload YouTube videos. It takes, when you go to upload it, it's like 24 hours later and you are at 9%. So just absolutely not feasible. However, the cons to this space are more along the lines of productivity and focus, as well as kind of my neighboring spots. So in talking about that a little bit more, I have had a wonderful time in my space when it's just me and it's Monday, it's quiet. Some of the businesses located next to me are not open on Mondays, so it's been a very tranquil spot. However, with that, during the week, I've had a couple run-ins with people that like to smoke underneath my patio, directly in front of my door, and the smoke wafts in just slightly. But I had a client who basically had an asthma attack because of the smoke. And so I had to reach out to, you know, the businesses and our property owner and ask that people not smoke in front of my spot, which one business has very respectfully and politely done that. And I appreciate them. These women are super hard workers and very kind, and the other establishment's employees still smoke underneath my awning occasionally. And with the way my windows are tinted, you can't really kind of see in to actually see if I'm there or not, which works wonders for me because it's kind of helped facilitate some of the productivity. However, when you stand outside my window and talk shit about me, it's a little frustrating. So that's where we're at with that. The walls are also thin, so I hear a lot of the music and noise from my neighbors. As far as productivity, it's been a great spot, but it's also been kind of hindering to some degree because I find that when I wake up here, I have my coffee, do a little meditation, and I can directly get to work. And it's some of the most focused and productive times to my day. And I did a little experiment where I spent a week practicing that 3 out of the 5 days. And then the next week, those other 3 out of the 5 days, I did my routine of going to the office, and I kept kind of a tab on how I was feeling and how much work was I stressed? Was it, you know, disconnected, harder to focus? And I found that the act of leaving to go to my office was actually it disconnected me from my work, and it's made it more difficult. It's crazy, right? So what do I do? What do I do? That's the question. And financially, keeping my office is completely feasible. When I think about events and some of the cooking consultations and nutrition education events that I've catered, my office is not as equipped for it as I thought it would be. There have been some large obstacles of not having a commercial grade kitchen within my office. And so I have utilized the resources that I can within that space to offer small amounts of services. But with me, it's kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it 100% and have this nice large kitchen, which I have at home. So recipe development, when I'm making meals or doing whatever here, is very feasible. And so in order to do that, I almost have to be much more deliberate with my work scheduling. I can't just go back and forth between tasks. It has to be very, very blocked, which sometimes within the creative process, it's been a little bit difficult. How and what will the Living Whole office look like? Does it remain the same? And I try to work within that space, or do I scale it down, continue to have something with high-speed internet and more patient privacy? My office and dealing with patient confidentiality and having my client meetings there, it's a very cozy space and I love it. I love just the aesthetic of it. And it's just a cool little spot that I've created that is kind of the essence of Living Whole. However, for the sake of client confidentiality, if I have someone that wants to meet without, you know, people seeing in the window or things like that, it's kind of difficult. And so I've also had the incidents of, I'm in downtown, there's a lot of homeless people downtown, and Fort Smith is in the process of trying to allocate resources and provide them with a means to get out of homelessness. However, I've had probably 4 or 5 extremely shady individuals come pull on my door aggressively. And it's not like I have an open sign that's lit up. I have a sign on my door that says by event and special appointment only. And these are the type of individuals that if I were to be walking down the street, I would actually probably clutch my purse a little bit tighter or like hold on to my keys strategically. It's been very uncomfortable and nothing's been super aggressive to me. It's just felt, if they were to get into my space or come in, if my door was unlocked with me just there, it would be a very uncomfortable situation. So as much as I have this beautiful little spot, there are things that come along with it. And so what do I do? I love my office and it's been a wonderful spot to have, to build Living Whole, to get reacclimated to Fort Smith and to have a good downtown space. And just in the feasibility part of it, when we're downtown or if we are in town, we have a spot to go to relax and kill time. And it's been really good. However, those other things that come along with it, it just makes me question, is there a more efficient or is there a more appropriate space? So that's kind of where I'm at. The pros are there. And I do, I love my office, but I also have enough self-awareness to question, am I just keeping my office to say or to show people that I have an office, to prove my credibility or to prove my stability? And so it's kind of a tough line between owning and operating a very flourishing online brand and business. And the brick and mortar has been fantastic, but do I really need it besides internet? And the reality of that is no, not really. And so with the amount of traveling that I hope to do just for leisure and possibly for the Living Whole Collective, which is a new, unique health and wellness social experience that I've created. And by the way, we'll be having our first event September 8th with Company Club, which if you guys don't know about Company Club in Northwest Arkansas, you absolutely have to check it out. Jade Terminella is an amazing, strong, wonderful woman that is creating this new culture and spot for women to really cultivate their relationships. It's like the cool women's club. So I'm pretty excited to be a part of that. And September 8th, you guys, you'll be hearing a lot more about that. But, you know, is my office the right space? And when you add in those events plus some downtown development project that Kevin and I are kind of putting our toes into and writing grants for and hoping to secure and create, I can't say too much, just to create a whole new, how do I say this without saying too much? Anyway, there might be a different landing spot for Living Whole. Let's just leave it at that. And so with that different landing spot to Living Whole and this amazing Living Whole Collective, unique health and wellness social experience that I'll be doing for, you know, anywhere that I want to travel, it's going to be a pop-up event. And the first one, again, September 8th, Company Club. You guys, it's going to be great. But so where does the brick and mortar, the standard traditional office for me, does it have a place? And so right now I'm giving myself until August to really make that decision. Do I keep my space? Do I not? And so I'm just kind of letting you guys in on kind of the mindset of what sometimes happens as an entrepreneur. Is this the right decision? What is the right decision? So I'd love to hear what you guys think in the comments down below. So sound off. Let me know what you think. Should I keep my office? Should I not? And how many of you guys have actually seen my office on social media? So I post all the time, like, I'm in my office, loving it. And those moments I do, I walk into the space and it's just a physical representation of what I've built with Living Whole. And I'm so proud is the thing. So it's kind of that. Is it pride to hold on to it? Is it just having the physical fabrication of your success as a business and a brand to say, I have this brick and mortar in this office? And then the main question I guess I need to troubleshoot or figure out is internet. I need internet. What is the best way for me to have the highest speed possible? I'd love to have it in my own home, but currently we only get satellite internet. That's a huge obstacle. So it's just crazy, right? But crazy good. This is just kind of an amazing problem to have when you think about it. I'm questioning, should I keep my office or should I not? That is like business struggle number, I don't even know, to 2019, but those struggles have been just an amazing problem to have. And I could not be luckier. And if you guys, you know, I've talked about my whole YouTube experience and transitioning from Instagram and Facebook primarily to kind of an outlet for more of a long form, eloquent way of producing Living Whole content, which will be these podcasts and YouTube. I have a whole video talking about my 10 tips to take your passion to a full-time position. And so it's just crazy to think that in 2015 or 2016, I was hiking Bar Trail in Colorado Springs, talking with my boyfriend, now husband, that I'm going to try this whole Living Whole thing. Like, I think that's what I want to call this thing because it's really turning into my whole life. And now look at it now. I have Living Whole with Sarah Davis and My Whole Life is Your Whole Guide to Health. I have an office that I have to decide what to do with. And I have so many amazing clients and people and connections and just this crazy, wonderful problem to have. So comment down below and tell me what you think. What would you do? What would be your business to have this problem with? So what is your passion? I love to hear what people have to say when they're like, you know, I work this 9 to 5, but if I could be doing anything, I would be doing dot, 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 dot. And I'm always like, well, go do that. So, you know, there's a way. Like, times and entrepreneurship has changed drastically in the past 5 to 10 years. And, you know, we talk about the pros and cons of social media and everything. So there's something to be said with the shift in us being able as individuals to take our passion to a full-time position. Brené Brown has a really good quote, and I always reference this book, Daring Greatly. Everybody should read it. But, you know, alongside all of this and having this problem, she says, if you're not in the arena, also getting your ass kicked, I'm not interested in your feedback. So if you are on your passion journey and you're trying to figure things out, keep that mindset. Those people that are doing the same thing in the way of pursuing their passion, maybe not exactly what you are doing, those people that are getting their asses kicked are the ones that you can kind of take heed and listen to their experience and their advice. And all those other people that are just hanging out on the sidelines, just criticizing, you know what they can do with their opinions. So I appreciate you guys as always. I will catch you guys in the next one. Thank you for being a part of the Living Whole community. I strive to keep my content ad-free. So by simply liking, commenting, or sharing, you guys make a huge impact, and I cannot thank you enough. I can't wait to hear your continued thoughts and conversations in the comments. For more Living Whole content, please check out livingwholesarahdavis.com. And I am on most all of the socials, but I can't wait to hear from you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.